Richard Hussey.
Position?
Press officer.
For?
Chris Hume.
Jake Rick.
Press officer for Chris Hume.
Guido Fawkes. Refused membership of the Liberal Democrats.
Oh.
But if Chris Hume gets in, I'm in.
Aha. Maybe. There's a reason to vote for Chris Hume.
I can't. I've got a membership card.
No, there's a reason for Lib Dems to vote for Chris Hume. So they get you as a colleague. In fact, we need a petition.
Set up a petition on your website.
I think Ainsley.
Got one for campaign for Sir Peter Stringfellow. Why hasn't he got a peerage? Everybody else gets
a peerage.
A peerage.
You want him Lord Stringfellow?
I'm just going for Sir.
A knighthood.
I'm going for a knighthood. Everyone else who gives loads of money to the Tories gets a knighthood or a peerage.
And you think your £6 will get you that with us?
No.
An MBA.
Are you suggesting the Lib Dems are cheap?
I'm 4 million, I heard.
Yeah. Lock and Barrow, 4 million. What?
The chap from the dodgy... Have you given that money back yet?
Michael Brown.
Will Chris Hoon give Michael Brown his money back?
He's not going to give any more money.
We returned £6 to Guido, so, you know.
Sorry?
He's not going to give any more money anymore, I heard.
No. What about the 4 million he already gave?
Well, I don't know if we have the cash to give that back.
But can't you come to some sort of arrangement? A CCJ or
It's like Del Boy, though. Money back, a guarantee.
No, the other way around. You've got his...
On.
Yeah. I think it's probably going to be the Electoral Commission that chases you.
That's all been sorted out now, hasn't it?
Has it? How was that resolved?
Not sure on that bit, but I know it's all happily resolved and put to bed.
So you have got a CCJ from the Electoral Commission.
Great. Hume came from nowhere. Well, not nowhere. Came from 200 to 1 to odds on favourite. That's pretty good.
And what were your odds? You got it?
I didn't get on until 20 to 1.
Okay. I got 8 to 1, so
and
feel
you?
Sorry for me.
I'm putting a bet on it. I'm a mug. I'm stupid. I should have done it the day you thought about standing.
And you're the press officer?
Yeah. I am.
Didn't put your money where the mouth was. No. Okay.
They pay him. You can't criticise him. They pay him.
Well, a witch.
They don't pay you. No. What do you do for a living?
I work for Martin Horwood. He's MP for Chelsea.
Ah.
And I'm a student in Oxford, taking a term off to do this.
Do they let you do that? I thought you weren't allowed to do other jobs if you were a student in Oxford.
Well, it's unpaid. It's the pay is the thing.
Who convinced Hoon to stand? Is it Hoon or Hune, by the way?
Hoon.
Or whom?
Hune.
Hune.
No who in it.
Hune. Right, okay. It's who or whom. Sorry. So who was it that urged him to stand?
I think Lynn was one of the main...
Lynn Featherston?
People. Lynn Featherston over there, yeah. This is a podcast.
We just asked who convinced Hoon to stand.
Lynn didn't convince him to stand. But
who asked him to stand? It was definitely you. You're on the record. Are we going to dump you guys for Lynn? Or are we...
I think you should upgrade to Lynn, who's one of the campaign co-chairs.
We'll come over to you in a minute.
MP's always
have you had your hair done? Have you had your hair done? No, it's great. So, right, when did you guys come on board?
About the 20th of January, I guess, for me. No, must have been a bit before that.
No. Before or after Oughton?
Before.
Before Oughton?
Well before Oughton. I came on board before Chris officially declared. So, yeah.
Ah, right. So, do you have any, post-Oughton hangers-on? Yeah, that was kind of when the wind changed for Chris, wasn't it?
You mean people from his campaign team who defected, or...?
There weren't really. There wasn't anyone on his campaign team.
Well, yeah, I was about to say.
I said there was a Lembit. He's backing everybody now just to spread it around, isn't he?
Lembit offered us the air travel, at least, from
and Ming.
After question
and
time.
And Ming, that's fair. No?
Yeah, we accepted the air travel, more so on Mustang.
Oh, yeah, you left in Wales or something, right?
Yeah, for his manifesto launch, which wasn't brilliant.
Chris's manifesto launch.
Yeah.
What was not brilliant about it?
He couldn't get
travel.
Wales to London.
Where was it? Was it an aircraft hangar in Wembley, wasn't it?
No. It's a place called Greenworks, which is a...
I remember you being very rude about that, weren't you, Guido?
Oh, really?
You said it was some godforsaken corner of an industrial estate in Wembley.
That
rather than a wonderful social enterprise that deserved support.
What did you think of Ming at PMQs? If you were writing his jokes, what would you tell him about timing?
I think Ming's doing great at PMQs.
He's not shaking now, is he?
No, he did have a little quiver in his voice. So he did lose it for a moment there, a little falsetto moment.
You know, without doing the tragic magic trick, he got the whole of the house to go quiet.
They were quiet anyway before he started.
No, quiet after his joke.
It was this moment.
There was this moment where I thought
tumbleweed would go across the balance.
The sort of wind blowing across. Simon Hughes has got up and asked questions on behalf of Liberals. Ming's got up and asked questions on behalf of Liberals. Your man hasn't had the opportunity. Why is that?
He's got the blooming ballot.
I don't know if he's put in.
Haven't you heard that you just need to slip Michael Martin a tenner?
Yeah.
Calls you as one of the supplementaries.
I don't know the truth of that, but he's. Okay, so basically, you guys are going to do no comment on anything negative about anyone. You're not going to discuss anything. It's going to be a really difficult podcast.
How about William Hague?
He's looking quite thin these days.
He is looking whiter and thinner day by day.
What workouts do you think Ming's been doing to prepare himself for the hurly burly of leading the Liberal Democrats? Not that you think that's going to happen.
Well, I wouldn't like to comment on that.
No, you wouldn't. I think this might be a rich vein we could go not commenting.
Why is Hume better than Ming?
Better than Ming? That's a legit question, I guess.
That is a legit question.
Yeah. The voters will be... inquiring minds in Lib Dem land want to know.
Exactly. I think he's... Well, on a serious level...
No, let him answer it.
I genuinely don't think the age has got anything to do with it.
How about the propensity to die?
Between them, no. Buses are far more likely to kill anyone by hitting them.
That's not fair. Far more people die of old age.
we got an actuary to look into this.
There's
a 50% chance of terminal conclusion within 5 years to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, remission or not.
Right.
Put death.
Was this before or after you put the money on Chris rather than on Ming? You didn't want him to die.
It was about the same time.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, can we put Ming's death to one side? What has Hoon got on Ming? Sorry, Hume.
He's just got the competence on the economic side and the policy side on a serious level. I'd say he's got that kind of stuff. So
you're saying Ming isn't competent on economics?
No, I'm saying he's not an economist. Full stop. I mean,
we can't all be economists.
But I think it makes a huge difference.
Chris Hume a statesman, though?
Yeah, I think so.
What about foreign policy? Where's Hume's strength on that?
Get the troops out, isn't it?
Basically,
the troops out.
Get the troops out now.
No, end of the year.
Yeah, by the end of 2006.
When the UN mandate ends.
I thought it was back home for Christmas.
That's when the UN mandate.
5 days later.
Okay. Back home near...
For New Year.
New Year. That's fair enough.
Right. So, other than not being an economist... Oh my God! Hume's got that on all the other candidates.
And on camera. And on George Osborne.
Damn that Gordon Brown.
Really an economist.
Do you know they call economics the dismal science, don't you?
Yeah, they do.
I think economics is more of an art than a science. In that they make it up.
Gordon Brown makes it up as it goes along. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think that's another thing that people definitely said about Chris. I think there is some truth to that. Vaguely on the grey side of things, definitely. But and should get lining things up.
The grey science, did you call it?
No, the grey side of things.
Alright. Sorry. I thought that was Hume.
That's what I said.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's got sort of John Major air about it, hasn't he? Without the sex.
But with dynamism.
To be fair, John Major did have that dangerous sexual side to him. There's nothing more dangerous than curry on the side,
is there?
With more emphasis on the dangerous or on the sexual?
If you thought John Major was coming on to you, would you think that was dangerous
or sexual?
That's a very leading question for a Liberal Democrat.
Cheers, guys. See you.
Take care.
And you too.
Thanks a lot.
See you. Bye. Cheers.
Oh. We're going to be hard pressed to get 10 minutes of interesting shit out of this. You're going to have to work harder for us.
We've already taken a car from behind the bar. If not, let's go.
That's a good point.
Yes. Is it Laura-Lee's car?
Laura-Lee has just left her car behind the bar.
Excellent.
Oh, no, you have to give it
champagne all round then. Showered on every Liberal Democrat here.
Laura Lee Burt. If only we could get this podcast.
What's her name?
Out.
What's her name?
Laura Lee Burt, MP Laura Lee for Solihull.
You're up in Oxford. You're up in Oxford studying
history.
History. But this is the future, but not a bridge to the future.
Indeed.
Did you make that one up?
I didn't, no.
Who did?
I think that may have come from... Who was that?
The man himself.
The man himself.
Yeah.
No. So what's your best soundbite in this campaign so far?
Honey Monster... No.
That was yours. That was very good, though. We should have used that.
What was your best soundbite this campaign?
Best soundbite?
What are you proudest of? What's your achievement? No, come on. You must be proud of something.
Yeah, the stuff that you write, of course, during the course of this, which appears in other people's names and so on, so...
Ah.
It's okay. This is for insiders.
Alright, but what's your best soundbite of this campaign?
My best soundbite?
What's your claim? Because you guys are going to need jobs after this campaign.
No, that's not unfair. What's Hume's best soundbite?
Yeah, Hume's best soundbite. Okay. You can argue over that one.
Whoever wrote it probably
so,
can.
Alright, so what do you think is Hume's best soundbite?
That's easy to do. I can't actually remember it, Richard, but what was the thing about Dunfermline and Chippenham and comparing things that a lot of people commented on?
I think actually you'll find that was something David Howarth said, who's the MP for Cambridge, and was commenting on the poll. There was a poll amongst general voters by YouGov, which seemed to suggest that Simon Hughes was in the lead, and I think David Howarth very wisely pointed out that it was no indication of how the leadership race would go, as only members got to vote, and it was the equivalent of asking people in Chippenham how Dunfermline would vote.
That's your message, isn't it?
Just
that's
rolls off the tongue.
That is the message. Very professional. You could make it in the Tories with that kind of packaging.
Who'd want to make it in the Tories?
What do you think is Hume's best soundbite of the campaign?
It's hard to guess because it's not a soundbite based campaign, it's a policy based campaign.
Sounds like a soundbite to me.
That sounds like
was that one of yours? That was one of yours.
No.
That was a nod.
More the soundbite man.
You're the soundbite man.
He's just trying to dodge the question.
So you do soundbites?
I'm not sure I do. I think that was Jake trying to dodge your question there.
Jake.
No, I don't sit there and write soundbites.
This is her
message. I genuinely wouldn't say that anyone sits there and write soundbites.
No, you shouldn't. You should never do that. You should always do it as a team. Because you get to bounce these ideas around.
That's where we go wrong. But you sit there and write soundbites on your own.
No, we just make it up as we go along. As you can see. Here we are with our scripts.
We haven't done PMQs.
You need to go to a party where they can pay you properly. Shit, Kilroy's got more money than the Lib Dems.
I've got his name. We'll find his email address.
You guys got £4 million debt at the moment.
No, I'm quite convinced, going back to the debt thing, I'm quite convinced we got to keep the money. It was all above board.
For the record, your name is...
Mickey Mouse. Give me the frog.
We have got some helium, haven't we, in the office, so that is possible.
Why do you have helium in the office?
No, not at all. I hasten to add it was for perfectly legitimate use in balloons in the campaign.
Yeah, along with the nitrous oxide.
Well, how else do people get around from place to place without the nitrous oxide?
An interesting fact that's come up during our campaign meetings is 600 balloons.
Is that okay on the carbon neutral thing?
We are. We balance it.
Do you know what?
Jake's the one who set that up.
Oh, you mean the flying?
Yeah, no, the whole thing. Carbon neutral, you're the man behind that. Yeah.
He's the green guru for the campaign.
You're the Zach Goldsmith of the Lib Dems.
Ish.
Because at the door we thought you were there.
Without the cash.
Without the cash.
I've said before. Yeah.
Why is Hume better than Simon Hughes? And don't say he's not a fucking economist.
He's not a he's not an economist. I didn't say fucking at all.
How many economists are on the Lib Dem benches?
A lot.
David Laws.
Vince Cable.
Low Voltage.
Cable. Susan Kramer. I like Vince Cable.
Yeah, but Low Voltage really says it.
He talks to loads of my Tory mates.
Vince Cable really should be one of us.
No, he's one of us.
One of who?
No, he's one of us.
No,
he's so one of us.
Who are you?
Labour.
Old Labour, New Labour?
Oh, classic Labour.
It's all too confusing. It's not left, not right.
Is that some sort of new CD that's out? Or...
Now that's what I call Labour. I can't believe it's not Labour.
It's a golden oldie. But soon to be going down the charts, I think.
I was a political. Yeah, you so got to get your timing.
I've got to get. Yeah,
you know, I'll cut it. It'll look like you've got timing. Okay. Shame Ming can't do that in BMQs. Can you do an impression of Tumbleweed? Come on. The sound of
I just did.
We want to hear the wind.
The bells.
We want the hint. The wind going across a Nevada desert.
You do the bells. I'll do the wind.
Right. That was what it sounded like at BMQs when Ming made his joke.
What are you drinking?
G&T
and
Diet Coke.
I've forgotten what happened at BMQs.
Egyptian.
Oh no, it's
the one
here.
With William Hay.
Oh yeah, no, I'm with you.
The one with William Hay.
It's like a Friends episode. The one with William Hay.
Okay, let's do BMQs and with our liberal guests.
Are you getting the drinks?
I've ordered them.
Oh, excellent.
Are they on our tab or?
Hell yeah.
So. Well, they won't thank you if they are. So.
You won't.
Don't let the microphone over here what the special code word is to get on the
tab. No, we just said with the home crowd, and that was it.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, that was the
we're with the code word's that sophisticated.
Actually, where is Mr. Hume?
Diet Coke. No ice, please.
This is his party, isn't it?
Yeah, he was here earlier before you got here.
We missed
it. Bird cats in the world.
He's had to go for Hustings in Cambridge.
A Hustings, so all the Lib Dem candidates are in there?
I believe so, yeah.
Hence Hustings.
Yes, though it's interesting how this gets confused in the diary.
Because Ming doesn't turn up to all the Hustings, does he?
Does he not?
No, it's tiring. It's very tiring.
I think Nick Clegg and Ed Davey have done some of them.
That's right. That's right. The next generation. Bridge to the future. Can't be bothered to build a bridge.
Ming has got to win.
I've got money on Ming winning. Oh. No, I've got money on Hughes as well.
You've got money on everyone winning.
No, I've got no money on Hughes.
You've got out of Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
How big were you in Hughes?
I lose fucking $4,000 if Hughes wins.
PMQs, congratulations to the MP for Whitney.
Thanks. See, I thought if I was Blair's script speechwriter today, you'd end joke about Blair being the grandfather if Cameron's his heir. But then given the reaction that just got in the pub, probably just for the best.
You've been secretly writing jokes for Min Campbell, haven't you?
You want to move up a league, that's your problem.
Haig. Roar of cheers from all sides.
Yeah. Why not?
Three parties represented by a stand-in. First time in history that all three parties have been represented by a stand-in.
I'll defend that.
To be honest, I laughed. It was very, very funny.
I'll defend it. You knew there was going to be something.
It was better than Blair's comeback. That was not very well.
Blair's comeback was good on the jokes, not so great on the jokes.
I have to say, what was Blair's comeback? Because I didn't even bother writing it down.
Blair's comeback was, oh, I beat you, basically. He took a lot more words to say.
That is Blair's line to everyone. Yeah. I've won three elections. Look at my dick, how big it is.
Didn't hear that last
time. Did you not? Say it loud again.
My dick, look how big it is. Have you never seen a big dick before?
No. Pissing contest. It's a metaphor, it's not an actual dick.
Yeah, no. I think you should explain that for the listeners.
Radio.
It's crucial.
You seem somewhat more credible than...
Anyway.
Watertight... Ah, this was a really shit soundbite from Hay. The whole point...
It went a bit flat.
Whiskey and soda, that's good. Yeah. It's got soda in it.
It's a large whiskey.
Sorry?
It's a large whiskey.
I must thank Laura Lee.
You might, yeah.
I bet you won't even say it, but
she's a very nice young lady. Well, lady, I thought. You just did a whole Beavis and Butthead thing.
Not at all.
You snickered and then you giggled.
Which one's Beavis, which one's Butthead? I thought we were the Beavis and Butthead.
Anyway, this was it. Shite. The whole point about a soundbite is it's not supposed to sound like some other fucker wrote it. Yeah? So, coming on, this is a watertight... Oh yeah, Mr. Soundbite, do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Soundbite expert. Watertight laws designed to catch the guilty rather than press release laws designed to catch the headlines.
Doesn't quite work.
Did you think...
Watertight and press release don't quite complement each other. So if it's going to go for watertight, it should be, I don't know, something else, or some water metaphor for the other half.
Is it Wee Willy Winnie?
Yeah, he's Wee Willy.
Yeah, there he is.
Running through Dunfermline.
Can you remember Ming's joke? What was Ming's joke?
The problem being, at that point, I believe I had to leave.
Sleep.
I had to leave the room because Chris was speaking at Demos.
Good. He is so good.
Has he
the honey monster?
To leave at that point to come over.
No. Chris Hune. How do you pronounce it again?
Hune.
Just the Hune.
Definitively.
Hune makes you breathe more easily.
Definitively, the definitive pronunciation.
Hune.
The question was Ian Davidson. Dunfermline by-election. Will the Prime Minister reject any advice from the elderly
Tom? Who was that then?
Ian Davidson, campaign against Europe.
No,
the Labour camp, Labour against Europe, he runs. It was elderly Tom. Yeah, who was the elderly Toff?
I don't know who he was thinking of, perhaps.
Because you were at the Hune campaign thing at Demos, weren't you?
No, regardless
forget
of that,
it.
Who was the elderly Toff?
I guess he must have been looking across to somebody on the Tory benches, perhaps Sir Michael Spicer.
Elderly Toff?
I think as the man said, possibly referring over to
that. We're not going to make a stupid mistake like that. Not even with another
not trained student. Press officer.
Not with a large double diet Coke.
This is your problem. You should do podcasts with people who aren't teetotal and then you're more likely to get indiscreet comments.
Not teetotal?
Yeah.
You're a student.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be wasting away my tax money? Can we at this moment give our thanks to Loralee?
Loralee Burt.
So what's his target for the next general election? Lib Dem.
Benchmarks. Come on, benchmarks now.
It's too early in the parliament
you should
put things on.
Right. 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 Shall we start off? More or less than currently?
Yes, it's always
more.
Good.
More.
He's got 80...
Worry joke.
No, I'm not worried about that at all.
In the manifesto...
There are 88 Tory seats where we're second and 125 Labour seats, I think. That's right.
Right, carry on.
Yeah. So if we fight them both on their own turf, which we can do...
How will you do that? You'll be left to Labour and...
Absolutely not. Well, this is one of the things. I know you probably think it's just a soundbite when people say that we're neither to the left nor the right.
But I think it's a soundbite I would not say.
We didn't make that criticism.
But I was predicting you were going to say that when I point out that actually left and right is old-fashioned and in fact we're merely liberal rather than authoritarian.
Yeah, do you know what? On our turf, we call it... It's not left or right, it's progressive and conservative.
Forward, not backwards. Change to win. We're all going to have the same bloody slogans.
Are you going to start going into pastel shades like the rest of us?
Purple, man.
No, die-hard liberalism. Mm. Have a drink.
Well, we're having
it. Well, we are, evidently.
Yeah. So you want another drink?
No, we're doing it ourselves. We're going to go on anyway. What are you going to do? Get Loralee to say no?
No, that was not. I was suggesting you were complimenting me in order to get another one.
No, you're actually very good.
We should have gotten 6% out of Labour in the Tories more. That's where you're wrong.
We'd like to know what Hume's got. Hume. Is he going for
Hune?
Your main problem with him is you've got nothing to say about him. He's just... I've got money on him as well. But he's nothing. It's just like... And I've understood... What I've realised from this watching Lib Dems knowing nothing months ago is that the leader is in charge of policy, is he? So they can't... No, forget the quotes.
Conference is sovereign, but the leader, has great influence over how delegates may vote.
If you look at Cameron...
Oh, really? Because
Cameron could change policy
Charlie never got... He does change policy.
They're back again.
No, not back yet.
Let's see what he says about grammar schools over the next few weeks. I really should get the attention of one of these young ladies.
I can have a wee wee first.
Yeah, you go and paddle your nose. What, Guinness, yeah? Is Loralee getting you one?
No, I'm alright, I think. I'm good.
What do you want?